We're in Simin Tov Kuf Zayin in Hilchis Yontif. We're up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Af al pi she eitzim shenashu min hadekel b'yontif o b'shabes shalofon of osur lahasikan, even though wood that fell off the tree on Yontif or on Shabbos, which was Erev Yontif, is osur to use for firewood on Yontif because it was muktzah. On Shabbos or on Yontif, when it was on the tree, it was also because it was mechuber, which is both muktzah as well as also to use midrabanan, because you're going to come and you couldn't be nenefer, you couldn't go and use it while it was attached to the tree as a gzera that you're going to pull it off. So nashru b'yontif b'toch hataner, if it fell on Yontif into the oven. And according to Rov Polskim, this is talking about that they were already Eitzim of Heter in the oven. So now you have Mukta Eitzim and Eitzim of Heter. The problem is that Rov of the Eitzim are Eitzim of Isser. Marba Aleim Eitzim Muchonim. You're allowed to add Eitzim of Heter, says the Ramah Shalo Yehatze Isser Nikorim, in a way that they're all mixed together and you can't tell which is which, so it's a Taroves. Umavatlan. And they become batel. Ubavanchelo yiga behem anchi is batel barov. But remember, they're muktza until it becomes batel barov. Now, why is this mutter? There are a few problems. Number one, what's with bitl iser lachatchila? It is usher to be mevatel iser lachatchila. So first of all, this is a case where it fell, and it's a question of being marba. Now, first of all, the mechaber sheet in Yoredei, and it's really based on this particular sugi in the Gemara. The Mechaber Shita is an Isser Durabonon that got mixed up with Heter, but there isn't enough for it to be Batel, you're allowed to be Marba. That's how he understands this halacha. The Ramah there disagrees and follows the Shita of many Rishonim, for example the Rush, who holds that it is Usser, but this is a special case, and it's based on the Gemara's Teretz to another Kasha. The Gemara there asks a Kasha, how is it Batel? It's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. We paskin, the pshat in Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin means something where if all I have to do is wait for tomorrow and it'll become mutter without bittel, Chazal don't want me using it today relying on bittel. So the Gemara asks, it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. After Yontif, this wood is totally mutter. So why should it become mutter al yedei bittel? So the Gemara answers, mikli koli isura, which means use of an oven is that you burn the wood, the oven gets hot, and then you go and put the bread inside and it bakes. By the time you're getting hanah from the muktzah is all gone, so that you're not really being nene from the muktzah. Therefore, Chazal were matir al yedei taroves, and they were even matir being mar beheter on it when it got mixed up with iser. The Ramaz shita is that the same hesber goes for explaining what's with bitl iser lachatchila, the same way that a dover sheyesh la matirin, which would normally not be batel, Chazal were matwit, where the Isser gets burnt up first. Similarly, with regard to the Isser of bitl iser lachatchila, Chazal were matarit, where you're just being marba, if the Isser at the time of its use is going to be totally burnt up. Now, based on that, it would stand to reason that that's only good for using a preheated oven, where by the time you put the bread in to bake, the dough in to bake, the oven, the wood is already all burnt up. How about to go ahead and put a pot in there on the burning logs, or simply to put on the fire and stand there to warm yourself up? The pashas is that will be aser. The Mishtabur brings down that there are matirin, since the ikur of what an oven is used for, the oven of Chazal was an oven that was meant to be preheated. It was meant for baking bread. Since the ikur hanah of this wood is for heating up an oven which will later be used, Chazal were even matir warming yourself up or warming up a pot on the burning logs. There's a day of the Mishtabur brings down that even if the wood fell on its own, you're allowed to be mevatelit lechatchila, and you don't have to have that there was some wood of heter there too. There is one such day. Now says the mechaber, avlim naflu b'taner b'shabbos, osur lahasikan b'yontif shel achrav. Whereas if it fell on Shabbos, it's osur to go and use it in the oven on the yontif after it. Afilo yedei bitl barov. That means we have two cases. One is where it fell on Yontif. The other is where it fell on Shabbos that was erev Yontif. This day holds, and the Bir Halacha points out that it's only the day of Rabbeinu Yechiel, it's not really everybody's Shita, but this day holds that the din, that something that became ready for use on Shabbos is usur for Yontif, that that's a Daraisa, and Chazal were not matarit by way of being Marbe Olav. And the Mechaber is paskening like this day. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out that according to Rov Poskim, it's really not so. According to Rov Rishonim, it's not so. But even that Mukta is a Drabanan, and there's no reason why this Kula shouldn't apply. Siv Gimel Oser Likach Eitz Mibena Eitz Imlach Tosbocha Eish Betaner Dahavalei Metaken Mona. You're not allowed to take just a piece of wood from among the wood that's sitting there, and use it for the sake of moving around the coals. The reason being that it is not a keli, and by taking it and using it as a keli, you're turning it into a keli. So it's a tikkun mona, even though you're not doing anything to make it change. However, simple use of it is enough to make it a tikkun mona. Says the Mishnah Berurah based on that. Let's say someone has a door latch. You know, one of these locks where what you've got this piece of wood that goes into several loops, and that holds the door down to the door frame. So he says, what if that piece fell out? So you want to just stick a piece of wood in there to hold it closed. So he says that would be usur because that's also a tikkun mona. You're turning it into a keli. Where this is common is actually in a sukkah. Often people go and use a simple lock that's made of two half rings. One sticking out of the door, one sticking out of the wall of the sukkah, and then they stick a piece of wood in to hold it closed. So to go take a piece of wood, just stam a piece of wood, and go and use that on Yom Tov is turning it into a keli, and that would be included in the Yisr of Tikkun Mona.